Good morning, Emmanuel. My name is William Horry, and I would love to share a little bit about how the Lord saved me and how he brought me to Louisville. I was born and raised in Presidente Prudente, Brazil. When I was 10, I moved to California with my mom and sister for a better future. I was raised in the Catholic Church. In the fifth grade, the Lord brought my godparents to my life. Their oldest son was in my class, so they invited me over every weekend from fifth to eighth grade, as they knew my mom was a single parent and worked 2 to 3 jobs to provide for my sister and I. They were not your average couple, as my godfather was a Protestant and my godmother was a Catholic, but they made it work. My godfather showed me what a godly man looks like through his thoughtfulness, sacrificial service, and devotion to his family. Every Sunday, we would attend service in the morning and Mass in the evening. During my first 2 years of high school, I started distancing myself from my godparents as I pursued my sinful desires. I was addicted to pornography, pursued fulfillment in relationships, and gave in to fits of anger. But the Lord and His mercy had bigger plans for me. The Lord has always given me a desire to serve those around me. When I was a junior in high school, I had an opportunity to go on a mission trip with a company called Youth with a Mission. I was a resident alien at the time, and I couldn't find my green card. 2 to 3 weeks before we're about to leave, I was talking to my youth pastor and telling him that I don't think I was going to be able to go as I couldn't find my green card. I told him I don't have a car, nor enough money for gas and a place to sleep. One of the moms of the girls in the youth group walked in and asked us what we were talking about. I explained to her the situation, and she tells me that she has an apartment 15 minutes away from the immunization building. That night, my youth pastor and I left town around 1, drove to the apartment, slept for a couple hours before I had to stand in line to get my temporary green card. By God's good grace, I was able to get my temporary green card, which allowed me to go to the mission trip. While at the Youth with a Mission base in Los Angeles, we would hear preaching and practice our evangelistic skits. One evening, they surprised us all by reenacting the Passion of Jesus. As a preacher shared the gospel at that moment, I asked the Lord to forgive me of my sins. As John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life." It still amazes me to this day the depth of our Lord's love for us. And since then, by the Lord's grace, he has sustained me in the faith. After being saved, the Lord has always placed a desire to go to seminary because I want to find out and learn more about the gracious Savior that I got to know. But doubt and fear crossed my mind until eventually I hit 32 and I realized I either take a leap of faith or decide to stay where I was. So at 32 years old, I decided to pack my car and move to the beautiful city of Louisville. Now you're asking, how did I end up at Emmanuel? As I asked people around of healthy churches who serve their community well, Emmanuel was always the first church mentioned. My first weekend in Louisville, I attended Emmanuel. After the service, I went to the guest reception room where Pastor Ward highly encouraged me to check out a gospel community group. Since then, the Lord, through the pastoring of our elders, has helped me to grow in fixing my eyes on my Savior rather than my own inadequacies. Emmanuel, if the Lord wills for me to become one of your deacons, know that serving you will be a privilege and an honor. I ask that you will pray that our Lord will give me strength, wisdom, and discernment of the Lord's leading, that I will lead with humility and gentleness.